just a day after LCO announced it was moving most of its camp and not allowing any of its people to stay more than the 14-day camping limit. Iron County Forestry Director Joe Varis says that isn't enough.
That's not acceptable at all, and the sheriff knows that, and the sheriff is supposed to be conveying that message to them. No, they need to remove everything, get out of there, we can reclaim that site. As a resource manager, I am allowed to protect that resource out there.
LCO Harvest Education Learning Project spokesman Paul Demain says they're chopping through deep snow and ice to remove equipment and rotate people to private property. He's meeting again with Sheriff Tony Furyk, who says for now the action by LCO is reasonable. Demain says they won't remove everything, though, so their two administrators have a place to stay.
Which means that the presence of tents and teepees for residing in while they're camping there for their 14-day period will remain. What we're trying to do is to come within a sense of compliance with those suggestions that Iron County has given us.
Barris says he'll push for action against LCO if they don't remove everything from public forest land.
If they don't, I suppose, I don't know. The board will have to reconvene and figure out what to do with it. What do you do with a sheriff if he doesn't enforce the ordinances? I don't know.
Meanwhile, LCO is asking the DNR for a scientific research permit to allow them to stay there. Varis says even then, they can't camp there beyond 14 days. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.